The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, has said that changes to the duration of the summer school holiday will be considered because the current duration presents difficulties for parents. However, the Minister also said that schools are very active, so the summer gives everybody a chance to take a break. Joining me now to talk about whether we should shorten the summer break or not, Chrissy Russell, freelance writer and mother of two, and Siobhan O'Neill-White, founder of mams.ie. Good morning and welcome. So, first of all, we'll go to you, Chrissy. What do you think of the minister's pondering?
Well, I had to laugh at this idea that it gives everyone a break. It certainly does not. Maybe if you're off for the full summer, it does. But if you're a working parent trying to make your child be off for 2 months' work whenever you've got little or no leave, it's certainly not a break. It's a struggle.
So the minister saying that, you know, you have to think about shortening it. Does that mean it'll ever happen? Because the need for political consensus on this would be essential before any change would be made.
Look, it's obviously a very complicated one, but and I'm surprised that you managed to find another mammy who I assume is on the other side of the fence to me, but any mother I talk to finds that the school holidays as they stand are just too long. And there's been so much research on it as well about the summer learning gap where kids forget everything they've learned over the summer. Even a certain amount of teachers I know feel it's too long because trying to get the kids to settle back in again whenever school starts up again is a real struggle after so long off. But the biggest one is just the juggle. If you're trying to work and the kids are home all day, like today, my husband was up at six so he could try and get his work done so he could hand over to me to try and do a bit of work. We've got it up on the board. One kid's got to go to a summer camp later on. The other's being ferried out somewhere else. It's just, oh, it's exhausting. It's not a break at all.
Would you favour shortening them to 6 weeks like they have in England, Scotland, Wales? Even though there are parents there who claim that 6 weeks is far too long, they'd like it shortened to four.
I'd be more in favour of four or five, to be honest, and then trying to get maybe slightly longer breaks throughout the year. Like, interestingly, my youngest son's school there had taken a longer break, I think over one of the more recent half terms. They'd taken some days off Easter to make it longer there so that some parents could take kids away on like a summer holiday, but not at peak time. So I think, I mean, it would take a lot of looking, it would take a lot of juggling, and I understand it's a huge job, but I do think that the holidays could be better spaced out through the year.
Yeah. Okay, well, listening to that, Siobhan O'Neill-White of mams.ie, the founder of that. What do you think, Siobhan?
I actually love the break and I can't wait for it and I welcome it. Now, I work from home, so I do have a bit of flexibility, but I write, like, I know Chrissy is a busy mammy doing all her work as well. So it's not easy and there is a bit of juggling involved. And I do have family who can help out if I'm off doing, you know, if I'm at an event or something like that. So I know if I need to go out for the day, I'll prepare in advance. And I tend to book. I'm much more careful about how I'm booking in events that I go to and events that I host throughout the summertime. And sometimes if I can, I'll bring some of the kids with me. And I've always done that, even when they were little, wherever I could, I brought them with me to events and things like that. So I suppose I'm lucky in that my job allows me to do that and that I do have good support. But I have two sisters who are teachers, and I can tell you they absolutely do not want the holidays shortened whatsoever. I think school can be really, it can be really challenging. And I think for teenagers, it's a long day. There's a lot of homework. There's a lot of work involved. And I think they really need the downtime to reset. And if you have a child with any kind of learning issues, so one of my children has dyslexia, and primary school for us was extremely challenging. So homework would take an hour and a half some days. And, you know, 1 in 10 kids in Ireland have dyslexia. And there's lots of other issues that kids have. So I think if you have any kind of difficulty around homework or schoolwork, or you have a child who's in any way stressed about school, and we have a mental health crisis with our teenagers, I think that the break is really welcome. I know even from primary school, I would be counting down the days until we had a period where we didn't have to do homework. It was so stressful. So every family is different, every situation
okay.
is different.
From your point of view, great for the teachers, and they certainly don't want to change it. They enjoy the long summer holidays.
Well, that's my sisters who work in school. Now, that's just their opinions, but
No, but most teachers probably go along with it. You know that old line that's trotted out again and again, the three reasons for becoming a teacher, June, July and August. So,
but they work. Teachers have such... I couldn't be a teacher, and I think the job they do is incredibly difficult. I would never begrudge a teacher their holidays. I think they work so hard.
I know there'll be people listening in who would maybe counter that argument by quoting the hours they work, etc., etc., etc. But I'm not going to go there, because teaching is truly vocational. I think you have to really want to do it and like doing it to do it well. I think that's the truth of it. Some of the texts: post-primary holidays are longer for the students, but they have the leaving cert and the junior cert for the month of June, and these exams actually have to be corrected. So who will supervise and correct these exams if teachers are not free to do it? Post-primary holidays are longer for the students. They have the leaving cert. Oh, yeah, done that before. To maintain the current class hours per year quota, shorter holidays would also mean shorter school days or longer midterm breaks. The peak holiday period would also be shorter, meaning dearer holiday prices. Be careful what you wish for. Remember, state exams are held throughout June, the same kind of point being made by a number of people, that everyone's back on August the 21st. Ireland also has a longer school day than most European countries, 2 hours more per week than the UK. And finally, schools are not babysitting services. And is that what you're looking for, Chrissy? You're looking for a babysitting service?
I thought this would come up, because inevitably whenever you start complaining about school holidays being too long, there's someone who said, well, you have kids if you didn't want to spend time with them. And I just don't think that's the point at all. I mean, I would happily spend all my time with my children if somebody would come along and pay my mortgage and my electricity and all the rest of it. So it is purely just the system as it stands. I don't think works. I don't know how you're supposed to be able to afford it. I mean, I know I've spent good 500 quid, I'd say, on summer camps this summer. And even at that, you know, it felt like, so far, it's felt like I've been in the car for a huge chunk of it. It's just something I would find, a lot of parents find, very stressful. And certainly funny as well, my youngest has autism and a severe learning disability, so he's not in mainstream education. And in any of the research I'd looked at, parents particularly of children with additional needs really do struggle, because any change to routine, it really does throw the kids. I mean, the dysregulation and issues around transition periods are massive. So I know that perhaps I find it slightly harder than, you know, maybe some people, because he does struggle so much with change.
Yeah, and a question about all of this: when you look at our European neighbours, there are breaks which vary from the 6 weeks, as I mentioned, in Britain, going on to maybe 13, 14 weeks in some European countries. Most of them are somewhere between 8 and 12 weeks long. But I'm wondering, Siobhan, is this system not a system that was born of another era, where one income would be enough to fund a mortgage? So that's when you had the long holidays and parents got to spend time with their kids, Now, two people have got to be out working to fund that mortgage, and really, the current system as we have it is not fit for purpose.
I think we're so slow to change when it comes to our educational system. We're so slow to change. You know, there's a lot of countries, and the Nordic model is great. I'm always going to reference that because they seem to have a better handle on things, like not giving kids homework and things like that. I mean, the amount of time that my kids spend, particularly the secondary ones, doing homework, hours and hours and hours. So it's not just the school day, it's the homework. So there is a huge amount of work put onto them. And then the way that the junior cert and the leaving cert, the way that they're structured, that they have to learn everything and then get most of it out through the exams, where I feel it should have been changed a long time ago, and it should be more like they do part of the exam in fifth year, it should be staggered, and they should be able to not have one big bunch of exams that causes them so much stress. And again, particularly if you have a child with dyspraxia or dyslexia or anything like that, the stress that the system puts on them is huge. There needs to be more. I just think we need to have a better system that looks after the kids' mental health rather than, it's very archaic. And yes, two parents, most parents I know, the mom is working as well as the dad, even if it's part-time, even if she's working from home, she's doing something. And we're doing it around the kids, and we're trying to be there for homework, and we're trying to be there for when, you know, the midterm breaks and summer breaks and things like that. And it's not easy. But I think, you know, because of the amount of pressure that's put on them, because, you know, they're told the leave insert, it's so important, so important. Really, you know, yeah, of course it's important, but, you know, if it doesn't go their way, sure, they can just do a PLC and take a slightly different route into college. So, but there's a huge amount of pressure put on them, and I don't think that that's right. So that's why I feel when we're coming towards the end of May, my kids are exhausted, they're drained, they've put so much in, and they're just knackered, and they absolutely need and deserve that.
All right.
Break.
Well, look, I know, I have no doubt this discussion, given that it was brought up by the Minister for Education, it will continue. But we'll conclude this by just one remark from a texter, Paul in Dublin. You're forgetting one thing, the teachers' unions. And good luck with dealing with that lot to shorten the holidays. Thanks for.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.